Okay, joining me on the phone now is Jackie Ryan, who's a Jobs Club Coordinator at La Cayla Project. Good morning, Jackie, how are you?
Hi Mark, how are you?
How are you? I got that right with La Cayla Jobs Club, did I?
It's actually Northside Partnership.
Oh, apologies.
Yeah.
Apologies.
That's fine.
Jackie, there's an Employers Network event coming up next Thursday. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, it's an event that takes place. We do them here about every 5 months. This Thursday on the 10th, we have David McCullough, primetime RTE primetime person. He's the host for the event. And then we have employers that will be actively hiring and other guest speakers that are employers and may not be hiring, but talking about what they would look for in a CV when they are hiring and how to actually apply for a position when you see an advertisement, you know, not just to bung off your CV willy-nilly. So they we'll have guest speakers like that. We'll have Jim Nolan from the IE Network. We'll have past Job Club participants who will talk about their experience on the Jobs Club, what it was like being a job seeker prior to coming on the Jobs Club, then after, what their experience was and the tools and techniques then that they were then armed with to go about on their job search. What happens is, it's a speed networking event where the employers will talk about the type of profile of a person that they're looking for the vacancies, and then the Job Club members will, what we call like an elevator pitch, what we do on the 2 week program, they will then pitch to the employer about how their skills would match the job that they are looking to fill.
It's a different way of interviewing, so to speak.
Yeah, what we are finding now, we're going through our statistics and that, is that most times 80% of the jobs that people have found through the Jobs Club are through networking. So yes, you can find your jobs online and the usual way of looking for work, but 80% of those jobs now we found this year have been due to networking.
Yeah, if I could just maybe as focus in on the Jobs Club itself. I mean, it's a process I was through myself a couple of years ago, I have to say. Found it very enjoyable. I did it down there in Kilbarrick. Very enjoyable, very interesting. Is it something that's, because you mentioned that elevator process there, and I think to myself, I don't remember that, but I'm sure maybe it was something that was covered then, but is it a process that's constantly changing to meet the needs of both job seekers and employers?
Absolutely. The elevator pitch would be something, because it's so competitive at the job market, you want to make yourself stand out from other job seekers. So what the elevator pitch is to let, like, as you're doing your networking, if you're not precise and specific about what you want and where you're at, the person that's looking to hire you or that you're speaking with, you'll lose them. So what the elevator pitch is that you have to think, if you're walking into an elevator from the bottom floor to the top floor and the person that you are looking at is the person that, or the company that you want to work for, you want to be able to sell yourself in that quick elevator ride. So that employer will then say, I want to talk to this guy more. So we talk about the elevator pitch for networking, but we also say that elevator pitch then can be used in your CV as a summary profile, and you tweak it and change it for every job description that you, or every job that you're applying for. So it's a very important process of the Jobs Club.
Yeah, it's the whole going and looking for a job and going for an interview, send the CVs out is, it's not easy. It's kind of a bit of a daunting kind of process for a lot of people, you know, when, because you're nervous, you really want to get a job, you really want people to be listening to you. And the Jobs Club does give people the skills where they just, you know, relax, and they turn it into a process that's not so much scary, but it's a process that you can control.
Yeah, and also you get the support. So what we say on the first day is, you're now in the room and there's 15, 16 other people in the room with you, job seekers. They now also have become your job seeker, because there's 15 other people looking for a job for you. So on the first day of the Jobs Club, they also do a speed networking where they talk about the industry that they've worked in, where they want to work, what type of job that they have. So now they have 15 people in the room that now know the type of jobs that they're looking for. There's then we sit in the jobs club and we think about the employers that we already have contacts with. And a lot of the times when people are on the jobs club, sometimes they're hired while on the jobs club. One jobs club, we had 6 people hired because of the networking that went on between the job seekers themselves and with us and the local employers that we're now linked in with.
Excellent.
Yeah, so you have the support of the other job seekers, but not only that, what happens is just because it's just a 2-week program doesn't mean that the whole process ends mm-hmm. there. We also bring in external interviewers to interview. Mm-hmm. We volunteers that come in and interview every 2 weeks. So the job seekers have to apply for a job while they're there, and they're mock interviewed for that position while they're on the jobs club. Now, sometimes while they're on the jobs club, that the job that they're applying for, they can actually sometimes be going for the interview. We can sometimes get them mm-hmm. the interview with that job, you know?
Yeah, and definitely. I can vouch for the whole process. If anybody here is listening and they've any doubts about the process, it's very worthwhile, and it you learn. I thoroughly enjoyed the whole, even down to the, we did the mock interview, as I'll say, amongst ourselves, without, I don't want to give away any surprises for anybody who might be going there, but it was a really worthwhile because it gave us the opportunity to see it from both sides of the table kind of yeah. thing, and it was very, very worthwhile. So, going back to next Thursday's event, it's happening here in the civic offices here in Northside, is that correct?
No. It's happening down in Kilbarrack.
Apologies.
Where you did the jobs club, it's happening in Greendale.
Oh, excellent.
Jobs club, right. It's part of Northside Partnership. It's one of the suite of services for Northside Partnership. So it's happening down in Kilbarrack in the Greendale Shopping Centre from 10 till 12:30.
Okay. And as you say, you've guest speakers, guest interviewers. And you've got an MC there, David McCullough, who everyone will know from RTE's Prime Time.
Yeah.
So, it sounds like a hugely interesting. And he's going to be the keynote speaker as well, David. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's going to do a talk for us as well. And what we found, since we've started doing these events, what we found is that placements and people being placed into jobs is increasing since last year. Now, I know the market is also improving, but because the networking is so important when you're job seeking, and people by people at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So last time we had the event here, even though maybe the employers were saying, you know, we're looking for maybe just catering or whatever they were looking for, we found that they were also hiring. Then they realized, hold on, we know somebody that's looking for an electrician, or we know somebody. So the external interviewers, or mm-hmm. even the people that have interviewed, that mock interview, the job club people, the job club members, they do come back and they do the process as well as being a mock interviewer. So they are a mock interviewee, and they're also a mock interviewer of people that they don't know. So the whole, all the jobs club over the whole year, they continuously get to network with each other so that they're always looking. And that's another way that they help to find each other work or stay in contact. Mm-hmm. And because we have the IE Network, Jim Nolan from the IE Network, he comes in every week and does talks on communications, goal setting, elevator pitch and networking. What happens is they also then have the chance of going into these other talks and being part of another network of people that are also on the live register and job seekers. So it's a good process that keeps everybody always motivated, because what happens is when you're on the 2-week jobs club, it's great, you're out there, you're with people, you're no longer isolated. But what we do is then we ask that continues amongst the job seekers so that they have that support always until they find a job.
Yeah, because that's one of the things I was going to say to you there is that, you know, when people are unemployed and they're looking, it can feel like a very lonely world, and it's good to know that there's other people out there in the same boat, and you can lean on each other, learn from each other's experiences and benefit from them.
Absolutely. I mean, the one great thing is that you're there with everybody, and everybody in that room has a wealth of experience. And while you're on the jobs club, because you were so in automatic mode while you were working, you don't realize the skills and techniques that you have. So that starts to come out. And when that comes out amongst yourself, your peers, and you're doing your preparation for your mock interviews, your confidence is building up. Also, I, you know, Sonia Cook, who is a career coach on the job, is one on the Jobs Club team. She would work with them as well, you know, career coaching them and that. And then I would do some stress management with them also, because a lot of the times we talk about power posing, your body language. We believe that's very important. Even though you're a job seeker, what we say is that it's not just about applying for jobs. It's also about your own self-awareness about yourself. So we would come in with body language, also mindfulness, stress management techniques. We do the wheel of life, career coaching, goal setting, just so that people walk out of here with not just the knowledge of how you apply for a job, but their own self-awareness of what is it that I really want. Like, now is the time. Just because you're on the live register, a job seeker, does not mean that because you were working in, say, as a warehouse operative, or you were doing something that you didn't like, doesn't mean that you have to go back into that. We say you're on the Jobs Club here. It's a crossroads. Now you have an opportunity in your life to see what it is that you really want to do. And we found that an awful lot of people decide that they're going to go a different route and love it.
You know, absolutely.
So it is about change as well and dealing with that, you know.
Well, I was that warehouse operative for 20 years. So
where
there you go.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Actually, in the Jobs Club, and we have so many stories like that, Mark.
You're
now on Near FM after. When did you decide while you were on the Jobs Club? Was it?
No, I suppose this doing something like this would have been always a dream of mine or an ambition of mine, but it was something I didn't think was attainable. It's how it worked out. So, you know, it is a storm. And as I said, when I came out of 20 years with the same company and felt that was all I knew how to do, it wasn't really a career that I really wanted to follow for the next 20 odd years. It just made me unhappy. And Jobs Club helped open my eyes and broaden my horizons. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the opportunities are there for people to maybe take that step and take an opportunity and take a chance to maybe get into something that they thought was not attainable, but is if you just put your mind to it and focus on it.
And believe in yourself.
Yeah. Okay, Jackie, so next Thursday, the 10th of September, at the Glendale Shopping Centre in Kilbarrick.
I don't know
what's wrong with me this morning. Glendale's in Arizona. Can we go to Arizona?
Absolutely. And we have spot prizes and everything. We have a raffle.
Brilliant.
Here as well. And if anyone wants to attend, they can call me at 832-0995. So that's myself, Jackie Rinn, or Sonia Cook.
Yeah.
To attend the event.
Yeah, because it is by invitation only, isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely, by invitation only, yeah.
Okay, well, Jackie, thanks very much for talking to us this morning. We wish you every success with the event.
All right, maybe we might even see you down here on Thursday.
You know what, I was just thinking that it might be worth popping down and having a look around and maybe talking to one or two people about their experiences and seeing how it goes. But sure, we'll be in touch with you anyway during the week, I would imagine, because I'd say it would be a really interesting thing to go down and sit in on.
We have Butler's chocolates. Butler's are donating chocolates for the event, so they're going to be lovely chocolates here for the morning. You might even come down for some chocolates.
Now, if you can see me on the webcam, Jackie, I don't need any more chocolate.
All right.
Anyway, Jackie, listen, best of luck to you, and hopefully we might see you next Thursday. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you, Mark. See you.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye. There you go, folks. That's Jackie Rinn from the Greendale Jobs Club, based down there in Kilbarrick at the Greendale Shopping Centre. And yeah, by all means, if that sounds like an event you'd like to take part in, it sounds like it's going to be a really worthwhile event, just to maybe just get experience or just to learn from what employers are looking for from people and get an insight into the way the jobs market is now. It'd be a very, very worthy 2.5 hours of your time. And as Jackie said there, if you want to take part, it is by invitation only. So you have to contact them if you want to take part. So the number is 01-832-00995. And that's 832-00995. And they'll be happy to add you to the list. So give them a call.